I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The legacy of Martha Graham is the IU Dance Theater's annual faculty and guest artist concert celebrating the modern dance matriarch. With her panorama and also dances by Paul Taylor and works by IU faculty and kinesiology and African American and African diaspora studies. It takes place in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater, and that's on Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th. Our guest is former Martha Graham dancer and choreographer Sandra Kaufman. Sandra, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, George.
Now, you were working with the IU dancers earlier in the fall semester to get ready for this presentation of Panorama. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, I came in late September through early October, and we did a very intensive period of study and staging. I was very pleased with the level of ability and the focus of the dancers in the kinesiology program here. And although they don't study Martha Graham technique specifically, they have very knowing bodies and they're very adaptive. There's also a faculty member, a former dancer from Dance Kaleidoscope in Indianapolis, which is in many ways a Graham-based company. So Roberta Wong, and she was able to, she teaches them regularly and was also able to assist me in terms of rehearsing the dance. So I came teaching class, teaching vocabulary and the aesthetic of Martha Graham technique, and specifically the early technique, because she's had her dance company was in existence for more than 60 years, and as her choreography evolved, the technique evolved with it. This piece is 1936, and so it's really in a seed era of the technique and very foundational. So we focused our energy and the limited time that we had to really sort of get into that early work, the early aesthetic, and the foundations of the technique. So we did a lot of work in preparation for rehearsals in class, and I was just delighted to work with the students at Indiana University in the class. They just progressed so quickly. I've never had an experience like that where people were able to just get it, and I think because they're really taught to be thinking dancers, and if you present the material to them, they can take it themselves and really move with it. This is a very unique work. There are 33 dancers in the piece, and it's a wonderful piece for students because it was created on students, and so it has an accessibility because it was built on people just like them. It's a very striking and very thrilling work to see.
Sandra, Martha Graham actually was against the documentation of her dances, and there's quite a story on how this dance was found.
Yes, there's no documentation, and this is something that was done in the 30s. And what they had was many, many reviews, short bits of film, and the score, and many descriptions of and dancers who had been in the piece.
So almost a piece of dance archaeology?
Yes, that's actually a really good way of putting it. The original piece was 50 minutes long, and it was done over a summer for students at Bennington Summer Dance Program. And I was in the cast for the reconstruction, which was done by Yuriko. And Yuriko, who has a really unique understanding of Martha Graham, she was Martha Graham's demonstrator for many years in class and was a principal dancer in the company for many, many years, and a very gifted choreographer and arranger in her own right, reinterpreted it. So we can't say that it's exactly what it was, but I can say that the era of it, the spirit of it, and large sections of the work are really spot on. In fact, I think overall the whole experience is a very authentic Martha Graham experience.
We've been talking with Sandra Kaufman, a former Graham dancer from Chicago who's worked with the dancers in the IU Contemporary Dance Program to restage Martha Graham's Panorama from 1936. It's part of the program, The Legacy of Graham, on at the Ruth Ann Halls Theater on Friday and Saturday, January 15th and 16th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.